Chapter 2, The Man of Sin. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we urge you not to be quickly shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter appearing to be from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one beguile you in any way. For first of all must come the falling away, and the man of sin shall be revealed, the son of perdition, he that opposes and exalts himself against all that is called God, all that is worshipped, so that he sits in the temple of God, setting himself up as God. Have you forgotten that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And now you know what is restraining him now, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains it will do so until he is out of the way, and then shall be revealed the lawless one, whom the Lord Jesus will slay with the breath of his mouth and bring to nothing by the powerful glory of his coming. But the coming of the lawless one will be according to the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceit of unrighteousness for them that perish. But they that did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved, for this reason God will send them a strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, that they all might be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. An appeal to stand firm. But brethren, we are obligated to give thanks to God always for you, beloved of the Lord, for God chose you from the beginning to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, unto which he called you through our preaching of the gospel, to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand fast and hold the teachings which you were taught, whether by word or by our epistle. Now the Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God our Father, who loved us and gave us eternal comfort and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish them in every good work and word.